back. That's normally the sort of thing you hear when we come in from a break, but there's been a bit of an enforced absence, hasn't there, Stuart? I'm not entirely sure why that happened. Oh, I know why it was, because Alex went to Canada, and we have absolutely no idea how to edit this thing ourselves. So it's been, well, I think it's going to be the best part of 4 weeks, isn't it, by the time this is out? So we've got plenty of things to talk about. And the thing we should talk about first is, where's Ilona gone?
She is missing today. She's absent. There are strong rumours out there that she has been arrested for dog theft. Can neither be confirmed or denied by her legal team. Ooh. So either that or something to do with her mother-in-law.
Oh, and a lot of people have said to me she's by far and away the best thing about this podcast.
Absolutely. And I was a bit worried. I don't know who you've been talking to.
A bit worried she might have been picked up by another podcast or something.
A rival podcast. Yeah, so we have replaced her with the fabulous Mrs. Clark.
Oh, no pressure then. No, Ilona's the best. There's no pressure.
Yeah, there's no pressure. There is no pressure. With somebody, we just said, look, we've got to get another posh girl in.
So and basically,
who knows one? I don't know any.
I know one. I said.
So posh basically, girl. How
are we?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you for asking back.
That's fine.
Okay, are you nervous at all?
No.
Good. Yeah, I hear you've got to shoot off fairly quickly, though, so we better get into this.
We better get in, but you're going to come back.
I'm going to have a leave of absence myself, actually.
You promised to come back.
Yeah. I promise.
You have promised to
and
come
actually,
back.
And actually, in theory, I don't know why I said that, because nobody will notice.
Absolutely
we'll just edit
not.
Back.
Great. Again, you've told something that has absolutely no relevance.
Yeah.
So what haven't we done? Oh, we haven't said hello to Andrew.
Hello.
Lovely to see you over there.
And very marvellous.
And you can't see, but very floral shirt you're wearing, which is totally against what the weather is like.
I like a floral shirt.
Yes, I can see that. So have we been up to anything exciting?
What have I been up to that's exciting? Well, I've been to Derbyshire, walking in the pissing rain. So that was good. Whereas you go to South Africa and New York... Derbyshire for us.
That can happen.
Yeah.
Nice. I like Derbyshire.
I've
been to the Cotswolds. That's quite nice. On a daughter's hen do.
Yes.
Half a hen do, actually. I didn't go for the interesting part. I just went for Sunday lunch.
What was the interesting part?
Well, I don't know. I didn't go.
Didn't you try and find out what was going on?
No, I didn't. I didn't think it was, you know.
But you don't
I didn't
think it was appropriate.
No, just Sunday lunch.
Would you say, if I was invited to a hen do and it was Sunday lunch, I'd be so disappointed, wouldn't you?
Well, you've got to go at the previous stuff, but you wouldn't be allowed because basically
you're not a hen.
That's true.
You are actually a grubby man.
So absolutely.
But she's big
oh,
day.
We're into wedding fever. It's
August.
Very exciting.
She getting worried August about the weather already?
No.
Not yet.
No, let's not worry about the weather. No, it's what it is. It's what it is. So umbrellas are all ordered. It's perfect. It'll be lovely. Lovely.
What's the date?
August the 8th.
August the 8th. Lovely.
Ooh. That's the day after my 20th wedding anniversary, August the 8th.
Is it?
We've managed
is that a good
20
omen?
Years. I don't know, we're still together, so I suppose
perfect.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
Been up to anything interesting, Andrew?
A little bit of golf, a little bit of cricket, a couple of picnics, made some marmalade.
Fucking hell.
You're complaining about the weather, but it's been kind to me. Always sunny in
How
Hampshire.
How much bloody marmalade can you possibly go through? I mean, every time he comes here, he talks about Leslie's massive jam
Did
pot.
You bring
and the
any?
Fact that he
Did
makes
you bring
marmalade.
Any?
I didn't. I should have done, didn't I?
Well, it doesn't matter because I don't like marmalade.
I found a secret recipe, and that was the Johnny Walker Gold Label, and that makes the marmalade very nice.
Okay, what would your favourite choice of spread be, Christine?
Oh, gosh, that's a throw-in question, isn't it?
I just thought of that on the spot.
Well, I don't know. I like a bit of chili jam myself.
Oh, yes.
Like a bit of chili jam.
That's not the sort of thing you put on toast, though, is it?
No, maybe the Marmite for that, then.
Marmite. Andy, what's your favourite?
Marmalade.
Yeah, happy Marmalade. What a shocker.
Marmalade.
Homemade, obviously.
Oh, clearly peanut butter.
Peanut butter for me as well.
Yeah. Mm.
Crunchy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The one that I really like is the one
with
that's
jam,
not good
with
for
jam.
Me. Oh, you like it with jam?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you like
J.
some pasta.
Oh, yeah. And banana.
I like the stuff that you... is just peanuts and nothing else. It's a bit oily and runny.
No,
that's a lie. That's what I eat because it's better for you. The other stuff has got palm oil in it and it's not good for your cholesterol.
People are just going to be so happy that we're discussing this. I'm so glad I've tuned into this to listen to this shit already.
We're
but
exactly the
wrong.
Right demographic to talk about cholesterol.
I did. I threw that out there.
Peanut butter, blackberry jelly, banana, fried. Elvis's favourite, highly recommended.
And you wonder why he died on the toilet.
On the Thunderbox, yeah.
Did he die on the toilet?
He did die on the toilet, yeah, because apparently This is not, apparently his diet was so unbelievably bad that he could generally go to the toilet for and be in there for 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, Christ.
So when he was in there and had obviously an enormous heart attack and died, no one, it wasn't unusual for him to be in there for that long.
I hope they had diffusers in
Well, I don't really, obviously, there's trouble at Graceland, isn't there?
Thank you very much.
Apparently,
I felt like bursting into song there, but that's all right. Graceland.
Well, I'll be told about that to get the guitar, so I'm not allowed to do that.
What's happening at Graceland?
Apparently, there's rumours of the daughter taking out a loan, a dodgy loan, because she had ran out of money secured against Graceland.
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie, who died the other day, took out a $3 million loan secured against Graceland as collateral, and she hasn't paid it.
Oh.
So these people are coming back wanting Graceland, but I think all the other people have got involved and it's not going to happen.
I wonder how much the... Yeah, there must be more than 3 million quid in Elvis's estate knocking about somewhere.
So. Well, I don't think there was at the time he died. I think she, Priscilla, had to go back and sort it all
out. Yes, she did.
Because it was so many people were robbing him. He had no money at all.
Well, he was on the toilet all the time.
If you're eating fried that, then they cost a lot of money. That's true. So anyway, we've diverged on television, which is what we do. So we're going to talk about, unfortunately, this very sad subject of divorce.
Are we?
We are. This is terribly sad. And the really, really awful news.
Where is Mrs. Simmons?
That's not good. Of Ruth and Eamon.
Oh. Really sad. Really
sad. Are you really sad?
No,
about
I'm
it?
Not actually. No. I mean, I think it's been coming for a long time. They're both
so did Elvis.
Do you know, Elvis.
The news feeds are full of Ruth and Eamon.
It's just full of Ruth and Eamon.
And everyone has got an opinion on it. Yeah. I'm thinking. And you've just said, I saw it coming for a long time.
I think it's been hinted at for a while.
But that's because you like salacious gossip.
Well, why not?
We don't.
Who are these people?
Do you actually not know?
No.
Sometimes you really... Your jam content's great, but your gossip content needs to...
Rubbish. Who are these people?
They are television presenters. They used to be on This Morning and...
Never watched
things.
It.
He's now on GMB...
He's
got an awful, awful back.
Back, right.
Which is contributing to their marital demise, apparently.
It's a bit unfortunate.
His back is dreadful.
He's funny looking, isn't he, Eamon Holmes? Do you think he's had some work?
I think he's probably had quite a lot of work. I mean, generally...
It's like he's just full of Botox.
I think he's a bit of an arse.
I'm not a fan of his at all.
I don't mind her.
No, I don't... I don't mind her. I know she always looks well groomed.
I can't say I spend an awful
She's
lot of my time watching
now,
Loose Women.
She's on
Loose
Women now, isn't she?
No, I don't spend an awful lot of my time watching Loose Women. But yes, and apparently they're going to fight over the dog.
Oh, really?
They want the dog.
Oh, okay.
Bit like Ant and Dec. I still don't know which one's Ant and which
they
one's Dec.
They didn't divorce each other. It was Ant.
No, the little Dec. One is Dec.
The little one is Dec. Ant is the one.
Ant's the one with the big forehead.
Big forehead
and eyes. Eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. And apparently him and his wife, they didn't have kids, but they have to obviously, you know, agreement.
That's them. Yeah, yeah.
Agreements about
Andrew's
the job.
Andrew's just looked up a picture of Ruth and Eamon on his phone. Have you not?
You've not seen her down the jam factory?
No.
No, okay, fair enough.
She was in Strictly a few years ago. I think she was fairly useless at that, wasn't she?
Do you know, I can't remember her in Strictly.
No,
so she obviously wasn't that.
I think she lasted about four weeks.
Yeah. I think she was a bit lumpen and club-footed. Yes.
Put on a bit of weight since her younger years.
Well,
we all.
Well, you know, these things happen.
You know,
yes.
Gravity and all that sort of stuff. So,
Andrew, don't even think about tapping your pen on the table. Thank you.
People will get over it. And of course, the other choice is the golfer Rory McIlroy's getting divorced.
Yeah, but you would assume that she's a bit of a money grabber. But it's him who's filed divorce.
He's filed divorce. Apparently, with agents like he has in his management team, you would imagine that he has a fairly chunky prenup.
Yeah,
I would have thought.
I can't comment. I've no idea who he is.
Oh, for Lord's
I know sake. I have heard the name, but I did think he was a cricketer. But luckily, Andrew asked first, and he told me that you told me he was a golfer.
He is a golfer.
He's a very good golfer.
I can't tell you. Okay.
He's a very, very wealthy golfer.
From Northern Ireland.
He's from Northern Ireland. He's extraordinarily wealthy.
He used to go out with Caroline Wozniacki.
Do you know that's a mouthful, isn't it? I don't know who that is either.
I don't know if she was or not.
Play tennis?
Yes, she's a tennis player.
She was number one tennis player in the world.
Danish tennis player.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
have they been married a long time? Yeah.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't get married. No, and that suddenly ended.
Yeah,
didn't
she just ended it apparently.
Yeah.
But what with this one? Has he been married?
5 years apparently.
Oh.
5 years.
Gave it a good go then.
So. Very cynical there, Christy.
Well.
Very cynical. And, of course, strong rumours that he's shacked up with the golf presenter from the Golf Channel.
Like, when you say strong rumours...
Well, it's in the Daily Mail, so basically...
Oh, it's true.
It's got to be true.
So it's got to be true. So, yeah. So, sad, obviously.
Yeah. Is this another blonde American woman?
Yes.
What's wrong with golfers? Do you remember when they had the Ryder Cup, and they get all the Americans together with their wives. And to be honest, most of the Europeans as well, they all look the same. They're all identikit blonde American women who obviously follow golfers around.
Fairly easy on the eye.
Yeah.
The golfing groupies.
I think that's what they might be, yeah.
Yes, they probably say they're not, but they quite possibly are. So, and of course the big news whilst we were away...
Oh, that wasn't the big news.
Well, it's fairly big news. I think in the country it's probably more interesting than what's coming up next. Of course, there is going to be an election.
There is, yeah.
We're going to get an election and all of us are nodding off the moment that word.
I mean, I'm a bit of a fan of politics, I have to say, and I don't bring it into this podcast because everyone's got their own opinions and I don't want to end up turning people off. But even I was shocked that he would suddenly come out and say, right, we're going to have... I just was thought he'll hang on for as long as he possibly can.
And so why do you think he's done that? Why has he brought it in?
Do you know why I think it is? Because I reckon his kids go to independent school. And when do they break up? First weekend of June.
Yeah.
First weekend of July, they break up for summer holidays. So he's got it all worked out. We'll have the election, 4th of July. We'll lose. I'll resign. The girls finish school, off they pop to America, 2 months holiday while he decides what he wants to do with himself. I'm convinced of it, absolutely convinced of it. I think right to the very end, he's thinking of himself. They also reckoned, I was listening to the radio on the way down, and somebody on the BBC reckoned it was because Nigel Farage was looking for a safe seat to stand as MP, but he needed a few months to sort that out. And they actually thought it was so dangerous, Farage... standing as an MP, they thought they'd better get in there early.
We're going to lose anyway, let's do it now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the result is pretty inevitable-ish.
Oh, I imagine so.
So therefore, why not? Why, maybe sooner than later?
Do it in the summer.
I reckon.
I think a lot of his MPs are furious about it, aren't they? Because
they've ruined their summer break.
Because it is, because it hasn't given them a chance to prepare what they're going to do. I think a lot of them are thinking, well, I'm going to need a new job after Christmas.
Haven't 100-odd left?
100 are standing down.
They will stand down regardless of what happens. But they obviously...
And aren't some still on holiday and have decided to carry on with their holidays and not come back? They've said, no, we'll wait. So they're not...
Is there a holiday now? No, apartments.
Yeah, there are some that aren't around at the moment and they're not all rushing back to...
I thought you were going to say Rishi Sunak worried about the extra 20% that's going to go on his school bills. I think he can probably afford that.
I think
his wife's a billionaire.
I did. Yeah. I overheard somebody somewhere say about the school where I worked at that it's a fair cop. 99% of them will just pay it and won't even notice. So we'll see. It's quite an expensive one, though, isn't it?
I think. I mean, obviously, from when we did it, I mean, some families that we knew it was such a stretch. Yeah. So an extra 20% will kill them. And of course, it's going to stick. Yeah. Whatever you agree on schooling, it's going to stick back into the state system. Who won't be able to afford
it. I don't think it will. I think they're going to make it 5%, just like with the VAT on fuel bills.
Oh, right.
I don't think they'll stick it up at 20% straight off. I think it'll be 5%.
They might phase it in, I guess.
It's just those little ones that will go, I guess. They've survived through COVID. I reckon an extra whatever they'll disappear into the ether.
Let's get off this subject because we're all going to end up arguing about it otherwise. So
we're not going to discuss Paula Venables then?
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely. When there was... They showed a bit on... I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched bits of it. They showed a bit on Have I Got News For You where somebody asked her a very poignant question as to why... she didn't do something or other. And she just stood there in silence, just looking around. And you could see her head whirring. And you know that scene in Blackadder when Lord and Lady Whitehadder come round for dinner and that bloke comes in and says, "Great booze up, Edmund." And she says to him, "Why did you say great booze up?" And he just stands there thinking and comes out with some load of old bollocks as to what great booze up was. And that was exactly what she was doing. You could just see her head whirring.
But she'd have been. That's the trouble about these inquiries taking so long to get to wherever they're getting to. They just gives them so long to get lawyered up, think of every single answer that's going to be given to them. I mean, it's absolutely appalling.
She's blaming it on the other post office bosses.
There'll be some elements of that, though, won't
there? It's so amusing that she's basically they blamed it on the sub postmasters. Now she's blaming it on, but it's everybody apart from her apparently.
And she'll just be. Yeah, just she needs to go to jail.
Ah, now here we are. So we've now got to this other subject. So she does.
There is a space, is there? She'll be.
I totally agree that she needs to go to jail. But at the moment, they're talking about a problem with overcrowding in prisons.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have to do something about overcrowding in prisons in as much as the only people you put into prisons are people who are actually a danger to the rest of society around them? And with somebody like her, do you just fine her 95% of everything she's got into the entire world and ruin her life?
Well, not really, because her husband's wealthy, so she'll just live off her husband.
She should go and work in a local post office for a little while behind the counter and,
do the stamps.
Get a local wage.
She'd probably hate that. But yeah,
exactly.
But it is a thought, isn't it? You know, I always remember when they stuck Lester Piggott in prison, and you think to yourself, if he's wandering the street, he's not a great danger to people, like somebody who stabbed somebody. Mm. And maybe they have to think of some other new way of doing it.
Depends whose back he's on.
Sorry?
Moving on.
You a fan of Lester Piggott?
Yeah, I remember.
How about Paula Venables? What do you think of her? I'm getting no opinion out of you here.
I've not followed.
I'm going to be told by somebody I'm married to that I've been going on too much and that Andrew has had a chance.
Not, I haven't followed it. not followed that story.
Have you not?
No.
It's fascinating.
Did you end up ever watching Mr. Bates in the post office?
I haven't yet.
No, I haven't either.
We've done this before. It's a hard to watch.
Yeah, no,
it's very hard to
watch.
It's just not easy. You get so angry watching it because people die. People have died. People have committed suicide.
Yeah.
About the thing. I mean, I know someone who knew one of the people from a post office who was implicated, and of course everyone was like, firstly it's like, oh my god, I can't believe that they would have done this, and then very quickly people are like, this is like, thieving bitch, who'd have thought all those years she is on the tape?
It's the lying, yeah.
And it's the lying, and it's a reputational damage, and it's people you can't go down the street, and I mean, and unfortunately this lady's now dead. I mean, she died, I mean, she's quite elderly anyway, but the shame didn't help, and she was innocent as you like. But it's the whole thing that goes with it, isn't it? Is that, you know, not only it's the initial shock and then people think, well, you're throwing off shit at
the wall.
Well,
there was the man who did the post office in Lingfield Road in East Grinstead. Yeah. He was involved in it and his marriage split up and everything.
Yes. Really? That's appalling.
He was accused and everyone took.
But how can you, I don't know how you,
his
can,
shop.
How you could have a thing where, obviously, they got rid of the people who came in to investigate. She got rid of them because obviously they were digging. But also there was say you've got 20,000 post offices all over the country. About 2,000 of them had issues.
If that doesn't flash up a problem. It was 900, does. I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't think it was as many, it was a huge percentage.
Of, and they didn't. Yeah, they didn't
without
investigate.
Any doubt. Yeah.
And Can I just ask a question? Because I don't know enough about the conversation to join. Why have you got earphones on and I haven't? And nor have they?
Because I have to listen, because I am the producer.
Oh, okay.
So,
clever.
So I could sack anybody. Can I?
No.
Oh, no, it's your equipment. And I need to make sure that everyone's sound levels are
correct. Okay.
So I often know, because you can't tell what your sound level's like. So I can hear all your microphones through these headphones.
That's a brilliant question for something that people can't see.
That's why that's why he shouts so much. That explains it.
I think he's a shouter.
He's a shouter.
Yeah.
He's a shouter.
That doesn't matter if you're a shouter particularly, because Anyway, it's getting boring. We won't talk about the technicalities, so but that's why it is.
Clearly, we're going into a break.
Yeah, yes. We're going to go into a break, and
when we come back, we'll
not entirely sure where all that went, but
where it's just gone where it normally does. Yeah, all over the shop.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that's why I thought it
down
was good
to a break,
stop it.
And then we'll see what happens next.
Yes,
see you soon.
And welcome back to Home of Pots Happier. We're eating some rolls bought by the lovely Mrs. Clark, who's brought some rolls with her.
Mini rolls.
So we're basically stuffing our faces with some mini rolls.
Waitrose.
They're very nice. So thank you for that. We are going to time for the all-important quiz.
Oh, right.
Always a highlight of the podcast is the quid. Pens and papers ready. Today's quiz, I've received a lot of abuse already about the quiz. It's not about television. It's not about sport. It is about boy bands.
Oh Jesus
golly.
Christ.
I've got bloody
No hope.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, you should get more than this. A few multiple guesses in
take
it.
Take that.
Just take that for everything. That.
Five.
Yeah, you might get
They've done a lot, haven't they?
Five.
So about various boy bands through the ages.
Oh,
Utter.
Ilona, I apologise now. I will not be able
the Osmonds,
to
I know a bit about
get your percentage up in any way whatsoever.
She's a cheater anyway. She cheats.
You can't write on the table there. It makes a noise.
Oh, where am I supposed to write then? They are so bullying, these boys.
They're not that close. So basically we're going now. So are you ready? Are you going to stop being pedantic?
Yeah, all right,
okay, stop being pedantic.
We'll cut that noise out.
Okay, I expect the people, if they're stuck with us by now, they'll carry on.
That's true.
Don't fold that paper too loudly. Right, are we ready? We're off. Right. Which of these artists are the best-selling boy bands of all time with 130 million album sales?
Oh, multiple choice.
It is. Is it A, the Jackson 5, B, Westlife, C, Take That, D, the Backstreet Boys?
So when you gave Adrian...
The Jacksons had a woman.
Or Andrew... A wink and a smile.
Did you give me a wink?
Yes, at the first one, he looked at you.
Just down A to D.
Andrew, a wink.
Don't
does
stop.
That mean?
Okay. I might be double bluffing here.
It doesn't mean anything with Stuart.
Sorry, I missed the last one as well.
See, if you were complaining less, then you would have had this.
The Jacksons had a
five.
Boy in it.
No,
a girl in it.
She's just a member of the family. She's just Janet Jackson.
She wasn't in the Jackson 5.
Wasn't she?
No.
I didn't realise they were a boy band either.
Yeah.
So that's A, is it? The
Jackson 5, Westlife, Take That, or the Backstreet Boys. Question number two.
Oh gosh, they go quick.
Yeah, otherwise the ones get bored.
People get bored shitless.
I'm bored already.
You can't say that. We agreed that. You're not allowed to say that.
It's boy bands.
Shut up, Stuart.
Who was not a member of the Jackson 5?
Janet.
Jermaine, Rowan, Michael, or Tito was not a member of the Jackson 5.
Tito was president of Yugoslavia,
wasn't he? One of those wasn't even a member of the family.
I believe it possibly was.
Okay. Yeah.
Just read the names again.
Jermaine
Rowan, Jackson. Rowan Jackson.
Michael maybe. And Tito.
I've heard of Tito.
Yeah. Is he going to talk his way throughout the whole thing?
Yes, because... Yeah,
he doesn't talk much any time. That's
my favourite, because you two waffle
and he just,
all the time.
You need to be nice.
Okay.
Question number three.
You're going to get an email about that, the way you spoke to him.
Yes, he is. He's such a bully.
He is.
I am not.
I go home crying normally after a coffee. Carry on. Number three.
Not even going to rise to that. Which boy band do we associate with Jordan and Jonathan Knight?
Oh, yes. Oh, I can't remember the name of them.
Then that's not a lot of use.
I'll come back to it. I will remember it.
Jordan
and Jonathan Knight were an enormously famous...
Brothers.
They're brothers. Yeah, the surname gives it away, really. The Jordan
boy band.
Boy band. Hugely, hugely popular. Question number four. Which member of the Mickey Mouse Club was in a famous US boy band? you know this. I know you know this. You do know this.
Mickey Mouse.
Which member of the Mickey Mouse Club was in a famous US boy band?
Mickey Mouse?
Just, well, if you get this question on a Wednesday down the local Dog and Duck where you do your quizzes, if you get that question, then you're going to be stuffed, aren't you? Question number five. Can you name me, a point for each, the members of One Direction?
Oh,
no.
Please.
No, I can't.
Of course you can.
And can this just be the first names?
Yes. Oh, no, I don't want surnames. All just right. First names. And for a double bonus question, who left first? Which one of One Direction left first?
I only know one, so I have to put the same name
first. Well, you get one, and then at least you get 1 point for that. And because he didn't leave first, you're still only going to get one.
Were there four or five of them?
Five, and then there were four.
You want five Christian names?
Just their names. Yeah.
George, Ringo, that type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, don't put George, Ringo, whatever. And for question number six, it's another One Direction question. Where did One Direction finish when they were in the X Factor?
Oh, I need Han and Lucy for
you
this.
You do need them. Oh, you need your children. God. But
where are they when I need them?
Well, work, university, work.
Oh, question three. I know the bloody answer. I can't think of it.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Where did One Direction finish when they appeared on the X Factor? Did they win it? Where did they come top 10? Where did they finish? Question number seven. Which New Edition star married Whitney Houston?
New Edition, is that a magazine?
That's a boy band.
New Edition.
It's not like saying which Cosmopolitan writer. They were a band who knew that, and he married Whitney Houston. She was quite famous, Whitney Houston.
Was he unkind? Was he the name of a...
So basically, that's a roundabout way of saying who married Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Question number eight.
Oh, bloody hell. Is it...
Does he have a makeup, Brad?
Bonus song if I know bonus points.
Do you get bonus for the zero? Do you get the wooden spoon or a carrot?
I'll get the wooden spoon.
No,
don't
I think I might
don't
be
worry.
In competition.
There's no prize for being hopeless, you two.
Well, we have other interests rather than boy bands.
Sure. Where, question number eight, where do the Osmonds hail from?
Oh.
I've got one right.
If you get the town they lived in, I'll give you 2 points.
Oh, can't I just put America?
You can put America. I want to know which state they come from. It's quite obvious if you know the answer.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Question number nine. Here's your take that question, Andrew.
Take that. Oh, yes.
No,
can I just write
that?
No, take that the answer.
No, it's not the answer. But you should take that question.
Who
was the member?
I know Robbie Williams was in Take That.
Yes. Stop. Will you stop blethering on?
That's all I know.
Absolute gibberish.
So the answer must be Robbie Williams.
No, it's not. I'm telling you it's not. Who was the member of Take That whose urban myth revolved around the fact they never turned his microphone on?
The other one, Eddie Barlow. No,
he played
cricket for South Africa.
He played for Derbyshire in the 70s. I said, don't put Eddie Barlow, for God's sake.
Apparently,
never
them.
Ever turned his microphone. Apparently,
really?
He's such a bad voice. But he was a great dancer.
They don't reckon that Richie Edwards' guitar in the Manic Street Preachers was ever turned up. Past about one.
Yeah.
How many questions?
One to go.
Oh, brilliant!
Thank God for that.
For someone who used to be a teacher, you're meant to inspire.
Well, if it was an intellectual quiz, maybe. But you know, the boy band.
I'm with
this
you.
This is intellectual. Right, you might get this. We should get this, but you probably
don't. Oh, no, that makes I'm really sick if
I
don't.
It does. Gosh, we thought Alona was bad. Christ.
Alona, come back. All is forgiven.
Which two British boy bands joined forces to form a super boy band?
Super boy band.
Super boy band. What were they called and in what year did they form? So I'm going to give you a point for the band, what they were called when they joined forces.
I know this, but I can't think of the names.
Well...
Do you want the one name or the two bands?
Two names, what they became.
Okay.
A super boy
and
band.
If you can come up with the year they did it, I'm going to give you 5 points.
Okay. Are we talking recently or...?
Yeah, fairly recently.
No idea.
It's not David Cassidy and the Osmonds.
No idea.
It's not.
Oh, number three is really annoying me because I know the bloody band. I know the lead singer. I know his brother.
Oh, Donnie and Mark, or whatever they were.
Yeah.
A Superboy band. I thought Take That was the Superboy band.
You've got to have more knowledge than basically just Take That.
Westlife. Are they a boy band?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, there
absolutely.
You go.
They're right up there in the old boy bands.
And they merged to make East 17.
That's right. Put that.
Put that down. Just put that down. You're fine.
Just put East Life.
East Life.
East Life.
Stay another day at East Life. Right. Question number one.
Oh,
are these the answers?
I remember number three.
Oh, for
these are the answers.
Sake.
I'll give you the questions and the answers. So you got a chance.
Okay,
one.
Fine. That's right. Fine.
Which?
Do you want us to offer the answers out?
You can. Yeah. Which of the best-selling boy band with 130 million albums was?
A.
I'm going with the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I am as well, because
you've got a point.
Oh, yes.
No point.
Because they're American. Because they're American. Backstreet
Boys.
And I
thought they are dodgy compared to the others, aren't they, really?
Explain dodgy.
Well, I mean,
before we get into a legal
less
triangle,
known,
here.
Maybe, although they're obviously not.
They're quite well known.
With 130 million album sales.
Well, you know, the others were more obvious a guess, I felt. Anyway, move on.
I think we're going to have to move on. Right, who was not a member of the Jackson 5?
Rowan.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you got two so far.
Yeah, that's,
you're happy. And
that's all guesswork.
Right. You never would have known. Which boy band do you associate with Jordan and Jonathan Knight?
Everly Brothers.
I actually called the Everlys.
The New Kids on the Block.
Kids on the Block.
I put the Proclaimers.
They were two boys, in fairness.
Oh, sorry.
They're the only two boys I know.
That's the legal department.
There's a lot of banging.
That's
the
legal
table,
calling us about your dodgy claim.
What was the answer? Something on the block.
New Kids on the block.
Never heard of them.
You must have heard of them, surely.
Never heard of them.
Actually, you might be. No,
you've got no excuse.
You must know Mark.
Which
Wahlberg.
Member of the Mickey Mouse Club became a member of a very famous US boy band? You really like him.
Do I?
Yes.
David Cassidy.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Do I really like him?
You said, yeah, you said.
I like the boots.
Fantastic.
I liked David Cassidy.
You are fucking. David Hasselhoff.
David
Cassidy. No,
I don't know. I've never watched the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, but he became a huge star.
I've never
Justin
seen
Timberlake.
It.
And
okay.
But you know the answer.
You just know the answer.
You just know the answer.
Well, obviously not.
Right. Question number five. Can you name me the members of One Direction?
Harry.
Yes.
I've got Harry, Zane, Louis and Niall, and I can't remember the other one.
I got Pete, Dave, John, Howard and George.
I just got Harry and Niall.
Have I got none?
I can't remember.
You've got none.
I've got none. Five boys' names, I've got none.
Did you ask who the first to leave was?
I did.
That was Zane.
Zane left first.
Oh, I just put Harry.
So do I get 5 points? Four of the boys
yes,
and then Zane.
Zane, Harry, Niall, Louis and Liam. Who married Cheryl Cole.
Yes.
You see me, Liam.
So do
slightly
you get
dodgy on
a
the
point
thing
per
balance.
Name?
Yes.
Or, oh, okay.
Yes. And
even if they're wrong.
But just as long as it's the right answer.
Okay, fine.
And Zane left first. You got a bonus point. Zane left first. And broke my daughter's heart.
Zane, when he left.
When he left.
I put the blonde one, the little one. I think he was.
That's Deck.
And I put the young one.
That's Deck.
No.
Right.
Okay.
Question number six. Where did One Direction finish when they appeared in the X Factor?
Second.
I put third.
I've got runner-up as well.
They were third.
Bring it on.
Behind Girls Aloud?
No.
Is that a different year?
No. Yeah, well, wait, yeah.
Wait,
they finished third.
To who?
I do not know. No, I do not care.
He's got no proof.
No, they did, because I watched it the other day. Right. I totally remember.
Let's not argue.
It wasn't to Will Young and Gareth Gates.
And I got the question right, so let's not argue.
I remember not taking a huge interest as my child watched it, and I thought, I'll go and have a bath.
Yeah.
And then I heard a piercing shriek of a cry before a long time before the programme
when they're
announced
as third.
And I thought, ooh, they haven't won.
Exactly. In the long run.
Question number seven. Which New Edition star married Whitney Houston?
I only know Bobby Brown. Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Yay.
Oh, okay.
Christ, you love this quiz.
Well, I didn't know he was a musician. I don't know
My Prerogative. Very famous. Okay.
It's My Prerogative. Not a great song.
Apparently he's a bit of a git, isn't he?
Well,
apparently he wasn't
a git as he was made out to be.
He does good makeup.
Oh, for God's sake.
Number eight.
Where do the Osmonds hail from?
America.
Salt Lake City.
Oh, well, I put Utah and Salt Lake City.
I put Utah.
You said town. And they, Salt Lake City is
actually
city.
From a town called Ogden.
Ogden,
right.
Which is near Hilda. Salt Lake City.
We get half a point for Utah. Then.
You get a full point for Utah.
Oh, good.
Hey, I got a point.
Yeah. Oh, Ogden and Utah.
But nothing for Salt Lake City.
Oh, you can't. Right, no. You got your point anyway.
Yeah.
Question number 9. Who was the member of Take That whose urban myth was that they had their microphone turned down all the time?
Barlow.
Well, it's got to be Jason.
It's not
Jason Orange.
It's got to be Jason Orange. Orange.
Oh. Gary, not Gary Barlow, you know, savvy.
He's the lead
he's
singer.
He's the lead singer, you tits.
At least he was in Take That.
He's the only one you know.
He's the only one I
but
know.
They're not going to turn his microphone down, are they?
Well, they should have done.
Gary Barlow. Fast up, but Thelma Barlow. Right. Question number 10. Which two British boy bands joined forces to form a super boy band, and in what year?
McFly.
McFly and Busted.
Busted. McBusted. Mm-hmm. Bustfly.
McBusted, they
McBusted.
Were.
McBusted. McBusted. And in what year?
I don't know.
2019?
I put 20.
I put Westlife 94.
Yeah. Unbelievably bad.
I put 2010.
Oh, it's closer. 2013.
Oh. Okay.
McBusted 2013.
So, how do the points? Just
I don't.
One point for McBusted.
Well, whatever, yeah.
Bloody
one
rubbish.
Point. Yeah, fine,
but nothing for Busted and McFly.
Just one point for McBusted.
Just one point for McBusted.
I think you're comfortably winning here, but you've not done as badly as you thought yet.
No, I'm surprised pure myself.
That's, see, all those years of going to that convent obviously
water.
Prove you're way brighter than you let on.
9 out of 10, not bad.
9 out of 10.
Nine out of 10.
No, you tell. No, we're not doing your sats anymore, Clarky. You're not marking your parents'
but
tests
anymore.
But
it's not out of 10, is it? Because it's out of all
whatever.
Of those people that are in
one
number
of them,
five.
Yeah. I've
so.
Got 13 out of 10.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Paula Venables type accounting. Well done,
yes.
Good work.
Andrew?
2.
Well done.
Congratulations, Andrew.
There's probably an awful lot of listeners who are saying, quite right too.
Quite right too.
Perfect.
There's our quiz for this week. Hope you enjoyed.
Thrilling.
We're doing all right for time. Okay, should we go for a short break?
Short break. We'll come back and we'll go to our email section.
Excellent. See you in a moment.
And welcome back for the last segment of Homer Potts Happy Hour. Really hope you enjoyed that fabulous quiz we've just served up. I know everyone around the table thoroughly enjoyed it.
No.
And really, you're bitter, twisted.
Arse. Pure arse.
He's been
bitter.
Outside having a consolation fag, hasn't he?
And he's just basically worked out the chance of Arthur was going to get more questions right than you were.
Yeah.
We've gone to the email section now.
Nice.
Oh, we've had emails.
We've had
lovely.
An email. And one very nice one from Annie from Bath. Who
do you know these people, or are they...
Yeah, they are genuine, all right?
No, but to you, I mean, are they known to you?
Well, some one or two of them
you?
We do, but okay. There are other people who
are
aren't.
Okay, fine. Yes. Okay, don't get defensive.
Because that was a really nasty, awkward question you asked.
Okay, sorry.
He's not her daddy.
Now, let's just get on with
just
it.
Just get on with it. Your offerings, sometimes. Just stick to marmalade.
That's the only pop I know.
King Creole and the Coconut.
Yes. 1982. Anyway.
I used to go out with
someone
from King Creole.
Who said to me, genuinely said, I might have said this to you before, Stuart, she actually said that she genuinely thought that King Creole and the Coconuts were going to be as big as the Beatles.
They should have been. They
you
should
know,
have been. They were
almost
brilliant.
As well known, in a funny way.
What?
No,
what are you talking about?
Not their music, but the name. I'm sure as many people have heard of Kid and the Coconuts.
Kid who? Kid Galahad?
Just trips off the tongue.
Okay, it does.
Kid
sometimes.
Sorry.
Sometimes. Anyway.
Kid Jensen and the Coconuts. Yeah. So that
Kid Rock.
Can you imagine anybody really thinking that would happen? Never came to pass, actually.
No, thankfully didn't. Oh,
anyway,
no, one hit, one
sorry.
So basically, she wants to know, she's it's concert season now, so she wants to know questions about concerts.
Right, yeah.
She said the first question, she said, what was the first concert you all went to?
Sound like Stuart made this question up.
No.
No.
It's Annie from Bath.
Annie.
Oh, Freddie and the Dreamers.
I loved Freddie the Dreamers.
And where on earth did you see them?
Where did I see them? Probably somewhere like Croydon.
Fairfield Halls.
Maybe. Yeah. Could have been.
How old would you have been then?
No, not long. I was about Freddie seven.
Freddie Garrity and a load of backing people.
But he flew across the stage.
I'm just trying to... it's rude to ask somebody how old you are. I'm trying to think...
Are you the same age as Stuart?
No, I'm older than Stuart.
Yeah, so am I.
Okay, really. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So this was... Yeah, okay. So you were about seven. Oh, well, see, so I wasn't that long after there.
Amazing.
Really?
Loved it. Can't remember a thing about it, if I'm honest.
Say, isn't it?
Yes.
Was Freddie Garrity doing his dance?
Did you see the Beatles at the Cavern Club, or was it just not Kiki Creole at the Cavern Club?
I didn't like the Beatles. They're a bit samey. To me, they're lift music.
Rosemary Lewis, who was our old head teacher at school. She saw the Beatles at the Cavern Club.
Did she?
She did, yeah, back in the day. That was her claim to fame. Andrew, what was the first concert you ever saw? Don't say you have never been to a concert, please, for God's sake.
I've been to lots of concerts.
Okay, good.
I think it was the Scorpions at the Royal Albert Hall.
Get it. Well, that couldn't have been that long. That was probably in the 90s, wasn't
it? That was
in
the 80s.
Was it?
About 86.
Scorpions.
A few times.
Pre-Gorky Park, I reckon, but a few of their other hits.
And you?
AC/DC.
Oh, that's quite a good show.
Victoria Palace Theatre, 1980, on the Back in Black tour.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Mine, very cool. The Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Jam good, in Brussels. Saw the Jam.
And how many times have you seen them all together since then?
I saw the Jam 4 or 5 times, but I have seen One Direction more times than I saw the Jam.
Never mind.
Scary.
Yeah. I remember you constantly saying to me, I'm going to see One Direction again. And I think, well, he's obviously, you know, he's had to take the girls along or whatever, you know, it would just be fairly local. Where is it? Oh, it's the other side of the world.
Cape Town.
Of course. Cape Town.
Sold out the stadium in Cape Town in 4 minutes.
In the rugby stadium, was it?
In the World Cup stadium.
I can't remember. It's cool. Hmm.
So they did, yeah. So that's the first one is this. And who is the person who you have massively regretted not seeing? Had the chance to see, but didn't, and massively regretted it.
Michael Jackson, he died. I had tickets.
Did he?
Yes, and he died just before.
Oh. You actually had tickets to see him.
Were you going to see that with Louise Paul and Heather?
No, not with Louise, just with Heather.
Right. I remember saying to Louise Paul at school that you can get tickets, you can get excited, but you won't do it because he's...
He didn't. You're absolutely right.
I didn't expect him to die, but I did expect him to not be able to do it because he was obviously such a medicine head by that stage. So that, okay, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyone you massively regretted not seeing?
I brought 2 tickets as a wedding present for a good friend for Pink Floyd.
Ooh.
And I didn't buy for myself because I didn't want to be a raspberry and I wish I had gone.
Oh,
on the Echo tour, I think it was.
Oh, okay, that's a bit of a classic mistake. Anyone you've seen who you didn't?
Do you know, I think I've probably seen everybody I'd ever wanted to see, really. I imagine maybe Queen with Freddie Mercury would have been a good one to go and see. I don't like Adam Lambert at all.
I saw Queen. I saw Queen on the It's Kind of Magic tour.
Did you?
Year after Live Aid. And they were very, very good, but I didn't think he was quite as amazing as everyone had told me he was going
to
be.
I'd really like to have seen them.
Yeah, they were good.
Mott the Hoople, maybe. I wouldn't have minded seeing. Slade would have been great. Never saw Slade.
Yeah. I saw Slade. They were at uni. They came to one of our
Did they? Was that when Noddy was still with them? Yeah. I suppose it would have been, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
I was only sort of 16, 17 when they knocked it on the head. And I don't know really.
I'd have seen that.
I've never seen Deep Purple. And they do tour every now and again, but I'm not paying that sort of money.
You won't pay that for a ticket.
I won't pay for it.
When we were in Australia, my calamitous one is I wanted to take Jackie for something for Valentine's Day. And I only had a certain amount of money because I was a bit of a skint person at the time, and I could only afford one concert, so I had the choice between Frank Sinatra,
that would have been good,
or Kylie Minogue.
Oh.
And I guess what you're saying, where is he going?
No,
I took her on Valentine's Day 1991 to see Kylie. And then thought to myself, because I'd read a couple of reviews that said, well, he's very old now, he doesn't hit the notes he used to hit, and I thought, well, okay, maybe I'll go and see Kylie that way. And then thought, you've just made a quite monumental mistake not seeing Frank Sinatra
at the same time.
Yeah. I saw Kylie on that same tour out there, actually.
She's very good.
She was very good,
She's very good.
At the tennis centre, I was dragged along.
Yes.
I was that bothered. bothered particularly, but yeah, I was dragged along to it, and yeah, it was all right.
No, she was very good. She was very good. That was a good night, but Frank, I really bulged up there.
Yeah.
And of course, he died a few years later. And
that so, yeah, I don't have a huge amount of regrets because I've seen pretty well everybody
up.
Hey! Yeah, I've seen what I'd like to have done. Yeah. I suppose a lot of the bands that I'd really like to have seen, I would never have had the opportunity. People like the Beatles and the Doors.
They're gone.
Yeah, but Kate Bush as well. I did try and go and see Kate Bush.
That would have been a whole different experience
when she did that
for you.
Thing. Yeah, and I do go and see Cloud Busting, who are Kate Bush tribute, who are fantastic and really worth seeing if you're a fan of Kate Bush.
That's the third question from Annie. Who is the biggest and best showman performer you have ever seen?
Ooh.
Who is the biggest? I've got one. I might be the same as yours.
Yeah, I've got
one is miles ahead of anybody else.
Yeah. Although, I think the one we're thinking of is the most charismatic
frontman.
Now, whether
I've ever
call him
seen.
A showman,
I don't know.
And
gosh.
I imagine so. I'm going to go, and that is Michael Hutchence. Michael Hutchence of INXS. I think I saw about that time. So he was unbelievably charismatic.
Yeah, you definitely would have done Clarkie.
You reckon?
Oh, because we thought about it. You said if you had to sleep with a man,
it would be him
Hutchins, or David Ginola. He was like mesmeric, wasn't he? Or David Ginola.
His hair would get in your way, Ginola.
Well, I mean, it's not going to last long. Michael Hutchence was unbelievable.
I'd say the best showman was probably Dave Lee Roth when he was with Van Halen.
Yeah, and I can see that.
He was absolutely amazing.
We went a few years ago now, and we saw Bon Jovi at Wembley on a very, very sunny afternoon in the middle of summer, full of women, not wearing an awful lot. Yeah. And I thought at that stage I'd got over I really wouldn't mind being a rock god. And he came on stage and I thought, you git. I thought, you absolute git.
I don't know.
Because I just thought, you have got 30, 40,000 women in the palm screaming of your hand
at you.
And wanting to do all sorts. And he's
quite a looker, isn't
and
he?
And he's
still
a good looking
actually.
Boy, and he's a great performer.
His voice has gone
Rod
to pop.
Stewart in his pink satin trousers, he was a pretty good showman.
I can imagine
actually,
that.
Actually, he was pretty good. Bruce,
was that a while ago?
Yes,
I'm the same as you. I miss Vintage Bruce.
He's part of a very big band. I sometimes think maybe. And he plays the guitar as well. I think your really charismatic front men are the ones with just the microphone and, you know.
Yeah.
They're not sort of hiding. I wouldn't say that Bruce is hiding behind his guitar. Mm. But I think the really charismatic ones are the ones that...
Yes. You probably would have put Freddie Mercury.
I really love George Benson as well. I've seen George Benson, but you know, he was amazing.
Yeah, he was great.
We were up to lovely. Don't laugh. And Gilbert O'Sullivan, I'll tell you, he was quite good. And I happened to go out with his brother at the time. I went out with Kevin O'Sullivan.
Did you call Gilbert Ray? Because that was his real name,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, he was called Ray.
Yeah.
His mum and dad called him Ray. I've had Sunday lunch with him a few times. Well, obviously at the table.
Did he wear his hat?
No, he didn't wear his hat. No.
When you split up with his brother, did he come and sing Alone Again Naturally to you?
Funnily,
just to cheer you up?
No, he didn't.
I know a lot of things about you, but I did not know that. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
It's like a disappointing claim to fame, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who I went out with. You know Gilbert O'Sullivan?
His brother. And my friend Kevin. And my friend went out with the Milky Bar Kid, the original one as well. We had high sights in those days. Anyway, moving on.
Nobody ever knew his name though, did they?
Well, he was just the Milky Bar Kid. And he was young, strong and tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone that you...
I can't think of anyone overly charismatic, no. No, I can't. I can't.
Because we thought, when we saw Depeche Mode the other day, he's very charismatic, isn't he?
Yeah,
he was very, very good. So, yeah, back in the day...
He still looks like a rock star, doesn't he? Now, because he's the same age as the guys from OMD...
Who
and
doesn't
look like your dad's?
He looked like a college professor,
yeah,
or lecturer and that sort of stuff. And You know, I mean, some of the other ones, I mean, Bono was very good back in the
Kelly
day.
Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics.
Yes, he's very good. Jim Kerr was very good back in the day. Star. But they just look, they look very old now. Whereas Dave Gahan doesn't, does he? No. He still looks...
Well, certainly not from 150 metres away, which is where we were.
Yes, but he still looks very, very good.
Got the moves.
He's still got all the moves. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Annie, for very much. I didn't bother doing the others. How are we getting
any
on?
More questions on email?
No, just pick the one.
No, just that one. Just that one.
Do you, how's your doodling doing? What are you actually,
very well.
I can hear all of it coming through the microphone. So
how are we doing for time?
Yeah, we're doing well. We've done just over 50 minutes. We could shorten it because Clarkie's got to run
I'm really sorry. Yes,
where are you going?
Godparent duty today.
I've got goddaughter
coming, arriving with her two little boys and her little girl.
And you're going to take the remaining three chocolate bars.
Well, I can't decide what to do. No, actually, I made a cake for them. Sorry,
very
guys. I know.
So basically, you made a cake for them.
I've made a cake for them, and I bought you some chocolate mini rolls. Don't moan.
That's more than I've
ever
heard.
Exactly. Very nice. Thank you.
And anyway, so we, although it's been like a four-week wait for this one, which I know for our huge legion of fans is quite frustrating. We should have another one out a week later, shouldn't we?
We should. We're going to be like London buses and they're all going to come at once.
So yeah, then we come to the conclusion that there are always going to be times when we can't do one because, you know, we're not, this isn't our job, is it? And we do it whenever we can. But if we can, then we'll chuck in a bonus one. So we're going to try and get together in a week's time and do another one. So there should be another one coming very soon after this. Hopefully, you won't be listening to this too far into June because we've got to get the thing... edited
and still raining.
Our editor's out in the Yukon at the moment or something, so there we are.
Comic Con. So, with much ado,
we'll say goodbye.
Have a lovely week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for coming, Clarkie.
Thank you very much for having me.
We hope you've enjoyed it.
It was an insight into the technological world.
You've been inspirational and brilliant.
Insight into drivel.
Yeah. Okay, see you soon.
See you later.
Bye.
Pots Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.